there's our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. Every week we tell stories about the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale, the lost whale who's come up into the Hudson River. The Stevens Institute reports that temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodak Island have been between 72 and 77 degrees. The Albany Times-Union is reporting that the City of Troy municipal sewage system spilled more than 6 million gallons of untreated sewage into the Hudson River since late last month due to heavy rains, and the City of Albany dumped 4 million gallons at about the same time, they reported this week. But both cities were late in reporting the combined sewer overflows to the State Department of Environmental Conservation and the public. Since 2013, sewer system operators must report spills to the DEC within 2 hours and the public within 4 hours, but both cities were weeks late in this case. The DEC is currently working on a $136 million 15-year plan to reduce the amount of combined sewer overflows in Albany, Troy, Cohos, Watervliet, Rensselaer, and Green Island. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. You know what they say about sewage? It all flows down river, I guess, right, Henry? Amanda Purcell reported for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Common Council is moving ahead with a plan to have the Fergery Shacks listed on the State and National Registry of Historic Places. Located in the city's North Bay off of the Hudson River, and also known as Shantytown and the Shacks, the site has been closed to the public and dormant for some time. Bill Cradinger, a regional representative for the National Register Unit of State Historic Preservation Office, told the mayor and council members last week the site is eligible for designation. The next step is to prepare documentation for the site, including an analysis of the 17 small hunting and fishing shacks on the property, and to make value judgments about them, he said. Cradinger will go to the site with residents and city representatives to review the properties and help determine which of them can be salvaged. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Leonard Sparks reports in the Times-Herald that while the U.S. Coast Guard announced last month a suspension of its proposal to create 43 sites between Kingston and Yonkers where large barges and tugboats could anchor, the proposal is not dead. Instead, the Coast Guard is going to study a risk assessment of the river and its ports. The Coast Guard says the working group for the study will be 60%, quote, waterway users, unquote, and 40% landlubbers. On July 10th, U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney and other local officials and environmentalists spoke at the city of Newburgh's waterfront to say they want the group to be 50-50 between waterway interests and locals. Quote, we're not taking our eyes off this for a second, unquote, said Maloney. Quote, we are not going to be hoodwinked, we are not going to be railroaded, and we are not going to be left out of this process. And the City of Hudson Wastewater Treatment Facility had a 2-hour combined sewer flow into the Hudson River July 12th. On July 8th, the Village of Catskill Wastewater Treatment Plant had a 30-minute release, spilling 50 gallons per minute for around 1,500 gallons. Catskill also had a 2.5-hour release July 7th, spilling 50 gallons per minute. Hudson also had a 12-hour spill on July 7th. That's a lot of sewage, Henry. Tune in next week when we tell Hudson River stories again to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale.